Continuing our Cleveland Guardians 2023 spring training coverage here on WEOL as we go to the hotline and welcome in from Goodyear, Arizona, Guardians relief pitcher Trevor Stephan. As Trevor, you wear number 37, and as I talk to you today, we are exactly Trevor Stephan days away from opening day in Seattle, 37 days away from getting this season underway. Hard to believe it's already here.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's funny to know.
Yeah, I saw that little tidbit on Twitter earlier this afternoon. So, look, Trevor, you were lights out, man, in your first Major League postseason. Only one run allowed, 9 strikeouts against the big bad Yankees in 4 2/3 innings of work. What was that postseason experience like for you, and how did it feel to kind of reach that level of success against a very good offensive team in the Yankees?
Yeah, I think just generally speaking for everyone in that bullpen, we're kind of a young team. And just kind of getting to pitch in those high-leverage situations and playoff atmospheres, I think that was a good thing to get under our belt and just something to know how it feels and prepare for this year.
And last year as a whole, even outside of the postseason, like you kind of said there, the bullpen, you guys were very, very good. You were one of the more reliable pieces out of that bullpen. What was working so well for you and just that group as a whole last year as you guys really did well?
Yeah, I think the culture we set down there last year was probably the biggest thing that carried us through the year, and just, you know, having fun, knowing your teammates down there kind of have your back. If you leave the game in a jam or something, you can just leave it all out there and know the next guy coming in is going to be just as gross.
And you guys have a number of different personalities in that bullpen, guys that throw it different ways, from Class A to Karinchak to guys like yourself. I mean, you guys all kind of have your unique way of heading out there on the bump. How much do you guys, you know, kind of feed off each other and learn from each other just in terms of different stuff and different ways to approach different hitters?
I think a ton. I mean, we set a lot of value into just kind of scouting, talking about lineups, and, you know, I think how the starter might approach it. You know, a lineup might not be the same as like a power reliever does, and we got a lot of power arms down there, so we kind of just, you know, strategize and, you know, talk pitching.
Now, like you said, a lot of guys back for that bullpen this year. In your mind, Trevor, how much does that help just in terms of trying to recreate that success, having the consistency in that bullpen with, again, a lot of those same arms coming back for 2023?
Yeah, I think that's probably a huge thing, especially now that we have a new bullpen coach, and you know, it's a lot of new bullpen coach, but we got a lot of the same arms down there, so it's going to be an easy turnover, and we just kind of look forward to starting the season and you know, improving on the year we had last year.
And I totally forgot you guys had a new bullpen coach. That's who did you get? Rigo Beltran? That's the new bullpen coach, correct?
Yeah, Rigo.
How's relationship building gone with him so far? I know it was, as I'm looking here, what, December that they brought him in. So where's kind of your relationship at with him thus far?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think a lot of the guys pitch for him in the coming up in the farm system. I obviously wasn't in the farm system, so I didn't get to use him as my pitching coach. But he came around quite a bit last year, so he's a familiar face around here. And I guess we started really developing our relationship this offseason, just checking in with each other and you know, it's an easy plug and place.
There you go. Good deal. Well, Trevor, last one here for you, man. If you could pick out, your biggest focus or biggest thing you're trying to work on this spring as you get ready for the 2023 season to get underway.
Yeah, I think probably just getting back to where I finished the season at last year, just making sure all three pitches are there and kind of just building off the season I had last year and taking it a step further.
There you go. Simple as that. Well, Trevor, thank you very much for the time, man. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck to you in that whole bullpen here in 2023. Looking forward to another fun summer there at Progressive Field. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.